This is a CK to Z news update. As we approach the annual holiday rush of parcels and letter mail, the Whaletown Post Office is wrapping up internal renovations to ensure it is winter ready. Just 2 years ago, its very fate was in question when the land that housed the 70-year-old building changed hands. The new owners did not want a commercial operation on their grounds, and a call went out to the community to save the much-loved little structure. Karen Lee, Whaletown resident of 20 years, had started coming to Cortez Island as a little girl to visit family in the summers.
That was one of our big treats every week, was mail day. We get to go to the post office, collect the mail, and we get to go get an ice cream.
At that time, a general store was right across from the post office. Lee recalls that a committee was formed and various options considered.
We knew at some point we'd have to move the post office, so it was just a matter of where was it going to go.
Before the Whaletown Community Club agreed to host the post office at the edge of the parking lot for the Gorge Hall Community Center.
They found a weekend that we could all get together and that it was a reasonable time to move the post office mail-wise. And everybody just pulled together. There were so many people just there to help or run and fetch or do whatever was needed at that moment. It just happened. It was a community effort. It had to be done in the wee small hours of the morning when there was basically no traffic on the island. I think there was a couple of moments where they were a little bit worried going up the hills, but everything stayed where it was supposed to, and they made the trip without any major incidents.
Her husband, Radley, remembered a few key names that helped with the move in early March of 2020.
There was Henry Verscher from Blue Jay Lake Farms and Hubert Havilar, who is a licensed carpenter, and Chris Napper. So those were three names that I could think of.
Hubert pretty much got us organized and got all the equipment and knew how to jack the building up.
It took until January of this year to outfit the building with internet service and a landline, returning the post office to a fully functioning incoming and outgoing mail center.
And our neighbors next door, Basil and Linda Peters, Basil had a lot to do with getting the communications set up, the wiring and the connectivity for the internet and that type of thing.
2 months later, in March, the old, haphazardly numbered mailboxes were replaced with a larger number of shiny, brand new, sequentially numbered ones. Nicole Lecomte, who works in media relations for Canada Post, emailed that the post office, quote, currently delivers to more than 170 addresses, end quote. Whaletown Postmaster Mary Claire Preston was unfortunately unavailable for comment as per her contractual obligations with the company. Ongoing community help and fundraising was accomplished through donations, as well as several initiatives including a hat raffle of woolen hats made by 10 local knitters, an oak tree sale by Bill Wheeler, sale of the old mailboxes, and many hours of paid and volunteer labor that realized an insulated floor, electric heat, a hydrometer, carpeting to improve temperature regulation, and a cover for the entranceway, to name some of the improvements. Apologies to the many other contributors who weren't individually named in this program. Although the tiny Whaletown Post Office had to leave its lawn-accustomed grounds on the picturesque bay near the Whaletown Government Wharf, Karen Lee said,
"It just sort of nestled in by the Gorge Hall beautifully. It looks like it's been there forever."
With Christmas fast approaching, post offices across the country are sure to be bustling places akin to Santa's workshop filled with elves. Lecomte emailed that Canada Post will be hiring, quote, 4,200 additional seasonal staff across the country and adding 1,400 more vehicles to Canada's largest fleet of 13,000. For perspective, during the 2 weeks ending on Christmas Eve in 2020, our employees delivered nearly 20 million parcels to Canadians, including a record 2.4 million parcels on December 21st alone, end quote. You've been listening to excerpts from an interview with Whaletown residents Karen and Rod Lee about the journey of the Whaletown Post Office to its present location, as well as email quotes from Canada Post media relations staff Nicole Lecomte.